Welcome back. Welcome back to The Grapevine. I'm your host, Manon Sabir of The Grapevine, and we're picking some more grapes. Ooh, that first hour. Man, thank y'all for tuning in to that first hour. Definitely appreciate everybody in the chat, the grapeviners, have been picking some grapes in that grapevine chat. Y'all, do you guys think that I should start something? I had a question before we even go into this. I've been thinking about something. I want to tell me if you guys want to do this. We talked about fasting first hour. We talked about Meta and it losing the large chunk of money. Man, that's a lot of money. They even lost a lawsuit to a little girl, a 17-year-old girl. Yeah, earlier. She won $6 million. Somebody need to go ahead and keep going, y'all. Sue. But I'm thinking I like the fact that I like all these fitness competitions. And I'm going to talk about this some more next week. But do y'all think my grapevine family, do y'all think I should start a fitness competition? So there's a lot of these fitness competitions coming up. You know, people do like 75 burpees, 150 push-ups, 60 pull-ups, weighted squats, 75 weighted squats. What y'all think? What do y'all think? Like, should we do something like that? Should we just go all? Should we go balls to the wall? Should we do that? I mean, I'm thinking about it. I'm really thinking about it because we need a catalyst here in Milwaukee. At 55% obesity rate, should we go and do a fitness challenge, a real life, hardcore, co-ed, yeah, because I know some major beastie women. But should we do like a real hardcore fitness competition? Hardcore. Let me know what you think in the chat. Or give me a call, 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. Should we do a fitness competition and put money up? You pay to get in $5, $10. The pot goes to the winners. Pot goes to the male winner. The other pot goes to the female winner. If we can get the pot up to $500 to $1,000, and we have like a bracket, I think that might work. What y'all think? Let me know what you think in the chat. That will be very, 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 very fun. So, America lost in July 23,000 jobs. Yes. I'm at a loss for words. 23,000 jobs. The United States lost 23,000 jobs in July alone. Not added 23,000. Lost 23,000 jobs. Lost 23,000 jobs. Ain't that something? Lost 23,000 jobs. Economists expected this is the crazy part. Economists expected to gain 80 to 85,000 jobs by now. Instead, the number came back negative. So whenever the national economy starts catching a cold, that ain't even a cold. That's pneumonia. That is pneumonia. Whenever the national economy starts catching a cold, Black America, we need to start checking its temperature, because history tells us, because we are canaries in the coal mine. When America catches an economic cold, I call it the economic pneumonia, black communities, we are about to hit a coma. We're about to be in a coma. The labor statistics say that the economy lost 23,000 non-farm jobs. Now, remember that they're in some of these numbers, some of the labor numbers, labor statistics, that they do count farm jobs in all of that. Like, you know, you're working on a farm, probably got like, you know, 400 or 500 people on the farm working, picking, whatever they got to do. Not even counting that. No, that's messed up by ICE anyway. This is the first monthly job decline since February. But the bigger warning may be hiding in a lot of the revisions. The government went back and determined that May and June created 103,000 fewer jobs than originally reported. So May's estimated gain was revised from 129,000 jobs to 63,000 jobs. June was revised from 57,000 to 20,000 jobs. So the economy wasn't only weaker in July. It was weaker than we were originally told in May. Man. But they said that unemployment went down. So I'm thinking, like, Manon, if jobs disappeared, why did unemployment fall from 4.2 to 4.1? And it's because the unemployment rate doesn't necessarily count everybody without a job. It counts people who are actively looking for work. So approximately in July, approximately 264,000 people left the labor force. Some retired, some stopped looking, some got discouraged. That's 264,000 people in America in July left the labor force, gone, like vanished, evaporated in the ethers, gone. At like out of here. Some may be taking care of their children or relatives. When people stop actively looking, the unemployment rate can fall without these people actually finding jobs. This is like saying the nightclub became less crowded because people walked out, not because the building got bigger. Nah. A lower unemployment rate does not always mean more people are working. And this is a problem. And if you look at black people, our unemployment rate is at 6.3%. The national average of unemployment is at 4% right now. So that means black unemployment remained at 75% higher than white unemployment. Like, oh, man. And I'm trying to figure out, like, why do black workers get hit the hardest? Why do we get hit harder? Why do we get hit harder than everybody else? Is it because we're canaries in the coal mine? Is it because we understand the tricks of the trade? Or is it because, you know, we got a lot of people, black people who are hustling? Yeah, a lot of black people, like my mechanic. The guy has like 6 certifications and trades. Guys, he's a polymath. A polymath of all things. Like, he can do whatever. But, you know, why do black people get hit harder in these situations? We get hit harder with lower wages, fewer benefits to take care of our kids, less scheduling, lower seniority, so we hit the glass ceiling, we go right back down. Weaker protection from layoffs, and greater exposure to, like, if greater exposure to AI and automation. So the moment that we are in these workplaces, we become expendable in these workplaces because of automation. We are taken advantage of when there are large economic swings, when there's wealth transfer, when AI is saying, when somebody is saying, man, I'm going to use AI to do this. We're out. They fire us right away. They take us out. But why do we get hit harder? And then we also face hiring discrimination. So when you're looking for a job, there's ghost jobs. LinkedIn just got hit. They got hit with a lawsuit saying that they were posting ghost jobs, meaning that people are applying these jobs. People apply to these jobs and nobody is looking at their application. Not even the AI platforms. Nobody is looking at the applications. A worker can have a resume, can have the education, the experience, and still struggle to receive the same callback. And because the typical black household has less inherited wealth and fewer savings, losing one paycheck, people are living paycheck to paycheck. Grapeviners, I know some of y'all, I'm not going to say it, but you know, a lot of people are one to two paychecks away from being in bad positions. A lot of people, rent, car payment, house payment, child care, medication, food, all those categories are fighting for the same dollars that you bring in once, twice, three times per month. The same dollars. All those categories are. Every category. Milwaukee, tell me what you think. Give us a call. 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. And next, when I talk, I talk with my lungs. I want to see what's going on with marijuana and our kids checking into the hospital when we come back on the award-winning The Truth 101.7.
Milwaukee business owners, this is your moment. Every Friday at 8 a.m.,
everybody say the music that they make is dumb. I remember I was 18. Money parties, I was on the same thing. You gotta give a boy a chance to grow some. Everybody talking like they know something these days. Looking jack and woke, but they broke, I respect the struggle, but you all fronting these days. Man, they barely old enough to drive, to tell them what they should do. Who the fuck am I? I heard one of them diss me, I'm surprised. I ain't tripping, listen good to my reply.
Cooking. Man, Zach, you cooking. Welcome back to The Grapevine. I'm your host, Manan Sabir, and you are, and we are, in the award-winning The Truth 101.7 studio. Yes, we are. Milwaukee, thank you all for tuning in. I really appreciated this. I really appreciate y'all. I really appreciate the people in the Grapevine chat, chatting it up about food. I'm gonna go to the chat real quick before I even talk about my next thing. And I got a little PSA. We gotta start doing better, but PSA after this. Baybar, Robert Lance said, Baybar, man, y'all going, man, where is the fun of that? Blah blah blah. Okay, let me go back. Let me go back to this. Jasmine. I'm gonna really go back. Somebody is talking about crumble cookies. Chill out. Baybar says, I'll add not eating too late to this weekend's fast. There you go. We were talking about fasting. So just to give you a heads up, we were talking about fasting, everybody. We were talking about fasting the first segment. Really got into it. Love that. I'm fasting. I'm starting my fast. Everybody says they're fasting on Monday. Starts fasting on Monday. Start doing whatever they need to do. Guess what? I start my fast today. Period. I've redlined. I'm done. I'm fasting. I got to fast. And I have to rest. So I'm going to fast a lot this weekend. Let's see. So people in the Grapevine are talking about, in YouTube, the YouTube chat are talking about fasting. And now they went into food. I'll add, not eating too late. Jasmine Jazz West says, Baybar says, so basically what you're saying, if you do eat during late night hours, do I get the 3 for next weekend? Whatever that means. That's very interesting. Jasmine, I don't eat very late very often anyway, but whenever I do, it's not healthy. Chips. Stop eating chips. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. I'm gonna tell you this. This is gonna sound real crazy. Before I get into this next subject about flock cameras, that's a very interesting subject too, story too. But think about this. When you're eating a specific food and it has multiple ingredients on it or also in it, that those ingredients come either out of your pores, out of some other orifice. Y'all get what I'm saying? It has to come out. And usually it has to metabolize into your, like, part of it, your body like separates it, metabolizes it to your system, but it takes all the garbage and pushes it down to your colon and all bladder, colon, all that stuff, and it pushes it out. Here's the thing. Those chemicals that are in the food, when they come out of your system, it can come out smelling really great or it come out smelling really bad. When it comes out smelling really bad, guess what? Guess what?
I smell dookie.
Exactly. You smell. One more time. What was that again? Al said.
I smell dookie.
That's right. You don't want to smell bad. You don't want to smell bad. So, and it comes out through your breath, all of that. Here's a way to combat that. You take water. You take star anise. Lemon, like a jug of water, star anise, lemon, cloves, and put a little bit of cinnamon in there. And I promise you, and also chlorophyll, your body will start to reward you. Let me see. Baybar says, okay, Jasmine West, I was talking about Meta and their lawsuit also. Of course, Meta knew. They were probably laughing at people the whole time. Of course, yes. Those lawsuits aren't going to phase them. If they close down, then they'll open something else. They're never going to close down. Man, Meta is a $500 billion company, and they're making billions in shorter amounts of time. So they'll never close. They're about to open something else new, and you guys aren't even aware of it. Amazon is about to get into chips. They said that's going to be the pillar of their entire operation past all the stuff that you shopping for. Chips, like computer chips, not potato chips. Y'all digging chips like, no, not Frito-Lays. Jasmine Baybar, no, sir. Not much of a sweets eater or soda drinker. Stay away from that soda, y'all. Where's the fun in that? Jeez, Baybar, give me savory all day. Interesting, good point. Can go for some delicious homemade pecan ice cream. Top off with some. Oh, y'all gotta chill out with this. Baybar said that sounds delicious. Jasmine Baybar says I know, right? All we gotta do is preheat the oven 300. Y'all chill out. Don't do it. You're going to come out, man, listen, we gotta avoid colorectal cancer. We got to avoid all these diseases. And if your boo-boo doesn't float to the top, guess what? You're not oxygenated. You're messed up inside. Stanking. Al, what's up?
Well, if you really want to do all that, like I hear the things of fast and well, number one, if you really want to do something great for your body, you tell a bunch of people off and let them rot. Number two, if you're worried about cleansing your colon, you could drink dragon fruit all day and drop a couple of pounds. If that's not good enough, you can go get you an extra large fleet from CVS or Walgreens. It's usually on the bottom shelf for $2.44 and stick it up your colon, and it'll bring everything out within roughly 2 hours, and you don't have to worry about staining your drawers or your panties, okay? Mm. Also, if you're talking about keeping your body clean, if it ain't coming through your pores, it's people who done slept with people that I said I do to, and they're sitting up there laying up with somebody who got 3-4 diseases. The next thing you know, you got discharge and spots jumping over your body because you're in your third stage of syphilis. And that butterfly that's growing around your urethra is from that scab because they didn't get their shots of 2 doses of penicillin in each ass cheek. So there's a lot of things you can do. All you think you have to do is just live your life the way you want to live it and just be healthy on what you eat and what you drink, because too much of anything can kill you, like husbands and wives. So all I say is keep on living, have you a tropical buzz bar that's on ice, and make sure you put a shot of gin. Keep on living this weekend. Bye-bye.
Hey.
Thanks, Al. Definitely appreciate it. Okay. All right. Nah. I'm not going to have a buzz ball, whatever that is. What's a buzz ball?
Anybody? It's a drink.
It's a drink? I don't drink, so. Go ahead. Speaking to the mic, what'd you say?
Say it again.
Liquor.
Liquor, like I-L-I-K-K-A?
That's what happens after you drink it.
What? Really? Is that you call it liquor?
Liquor makes you liquor.
It's because, hey, you should look up that that 5 heartbeats quote with dudes like, just because I have 1, 2, maybe 3 drinks, you think I'm an alcoholic? Listen, oh my gosh, I don't drink, but man, glad I don't, man. I'm glad I don't, Zach, because it'll be a problem. It'll be an absolute problem. Because I'm not OCD, but I have like an addictive personality. Like when I get into something, man, I like to just go all the way in.
So you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just cause I have 1.
Yeah.
2, maybe 2 drinks sometime. What, I'm an alcoholic now?
Yes, that's it. Man, yes. Thank you. One more time. Play that again. I hope y'all remember this on 5 Heartbeats.
Just cause I have 1, 2, maybe 2 drinks sometime. What, I'm an alcoholic now?
Oh, man. This is great. This is absolutely...
1 buzz ball won't kill you.
Hey, listen, I can't do it, man. I can't do it. And I'm probably the one that can hold it.
What about a shot of tequila?
I can't do that either, man.
Come on, man. You have us doing these ginger shots. You can't do a shot of tequila?
Nah, ginger shots is way better. Ginger shots is way better. I'm not doing no tequila. You ain't gonna get me drunk. Nah. Praise God. Praise God, you're not gonna get me. Somebody said, I think you a quiet drunk. I don't know, but I can truly say if I did, I would not be a quiet drunk. I would probably just be one of those loud drunks. Not loud like 1, 2, maybe 2 drinks and think I'm alcoholic. Nah, I'm probably one of those people. If I do it, I don't do it. If that did happen, man, people would actually have. It would be a straight comedy show. It'll be Minaj drinking. Oh Lord, what? Mm-mm. You're not gonna have me do it. Hey y'all, when we come back on the Grapevine, we're gonna pick some more grapes. We're gonna talk about the flock cameras. this is very deep. This flock thing is gaining some traction around the nation. So yeah, y'all, we'll be back in 3 minutes on the award winning The Truth.
Like I'm in the twilight zone, and I always feel like somebody's watching me, and I have no.
keep that going, man. Welcome back to The Grapevine. I'm your host, Manon Sabiri. We're on The Truth Radio, the award-winning The Truth Radio. And American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're a part of The Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. Oh, I feel like somebody's watching me. Who's playing tricks on me? I'm going to tell y'all, man. I'm going to tell y'all this. Y'all ain't going to play no tricks on me when we have our company gatherings. I'm going to have a cap for my cup. Straight up. Meech, Z, y'all keep your hands away from all my cups, and it's going to be clear.
It's okay. Tequila's clear for a reason.
Yeah. I ain't got this African nose for no reason. I know this thing can smell the top smell. This thing can smell snow at the top of a mountain. Straight up. So I will know if that tequila hits my cup. Mm-mm. Straight gin and juice for me. Ginger and juice. I got you.
Wow. That's right. That's crazy.
Yeah, hey, that's what we need to play, that gin and juice, though. Yeah, it's exactly, Baybar. After that African nose of mine. Look, I'm telling you, you can smell roses on the other side of the world. Mmm. There they are, blooming. Milwaukee. Imagine driving down I-94 and you get stopped. You get stopped. Yes. You're going to work, going home, your child in the back seat, kicking it. Suddenly, police vehicles surround you, guns drawn. You order to put your hands out the window. You know, you put your hands out the window, as you reach for your license, and then the police discover that you are the wrong person. That's what happened in Waukesha. A flock alert connecting a vehicle to Milwaukee homicide investigation. This is wild. Multiple officers conducted a high-risk stop with guns drawn, but the Milwaukee police then told Brookfield that they no longer needed the car or the people inside, and they were released. No suspects, no homicide suspects, no wanted people, just citizens who basically had to experience this bad experience. Bad experience. So think about it. And I want to be precise. Flock camera, the industry is basically owned by a company by the name of Palantir. Palantir is a company that is owned by a gentleman by the name of I forgot his name. Ooh, let me see what Palantir owner. Sorry, y'all. Y'all know I need to do this. The owner of Palantir. It's a publicly traded company, but there we go. We all know his name. Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel is also the investor in many, many different companies, including Facebook. He was one of the first investors in Facebook. That's right. He's also a quiet, very quiet billionaire. BlackRock, Vanguard Group, you know, State Street institutional holders. These people own the Flock technology. But do you know who the first? You know who the first investors were? The CIA. The CIA. Yes. In 200 years, they basically broke protocol and the government was able to invest in a private company. So they invested, the CIA invested $15 million when Palantir first started. And guess how much their return is? Guess how much their return is? A lot. A lot. So CIA got paid. But the flock cameras can do a lot. They can track you. They can track your movements. They can intercept you wherever you're going. Across the nation. So if you are going from, let's say, Milwaukee to Detroit, right? If you're going from Milwaukee to Detroit, they can track your movements from Milwaukee to Detroit, even if you're just going there and coming back. Like a gentleman. We all know that this gentleman, a gentleman in Milwaukee, was tracked and stopped by cops and shown that he made a, I don't know, he made a stop in Michigan for weed, and he was suspected that he made a stop in Michigan for weed. That is, if you think about all of this technology, if we think about all of this technology, flock, you name it, we're being watched and things are closing in on us like it's like a vice grip. And what are we doing as a people? Because you have to remember, they put this in a database. They put this in a database. It's like how your phone map, the notification of your map comes up when it understands your movements. So for example, when I go into my car, my map notification will come up and it'll say, all right, you're going to pick up your daughter, or you know, you're going over here to a school, or you're going over here to the grocery store. If you make those regular commitments, your phone is tracking you. Not only is your phone tracking you, but other people are tracking you. Is this a violation? Is flock violating your constitutional rights? Because what I guess flock is saying is that they want to catch people who are doing crime, and rightfully so. We do too. We want people to be caught doing crime too. But what are the people who are tracking this, why those people are committing crimes too? It's called a cop. A cop was tracking his, a Milwaukee police officer tracked his ex-wife's or ex-girlfriend's boyfriend 179 times. That is a lot. And then the investigator that was investigating that cop, guess what? That cop got caught. That was an investigator, got caught using flock on somebody else. I mean, is this a free-for-all? This is real. Like they're using this information in order to, for them, they said it flock combines machine speed and with human information. But human information can be wrong, it can be outdated, incomplete, or abused. The machine can spread that mistake across an entire police network in seconds. And so if it is a mistake, if it is confusing, that machine will continue on its path. For example, the person gets arrested or the person gets pulled over and they have anything to do with this other crime. We got a lot to work on. We got a lot to work on. Hey, y'all. This was good. For my next segment, we're going to have a little fun around marijuana. We're going to talk about Mary Jane and what the statistics are saying about Mary Jane in America with our kids. When we come back on the award-winning The Truth 101.7 Radio. Let's pick
Educators Credit Union is more than a place to manage your money.
Last in the jungle, on the humble. Woo, that old school Nas. That old school Nas, though. Right there, man. 1994. That was the year. That was the year hip hop took off. Straight up. That was the difference maker. Nas, Illmatic. Welcome back to The Grapevine. I'm your host, Manan Sabir. And we are picking some more grapes on The Grapevine. And we are in the award winning The Truth radio station studio, and I'm having some fun today. Thank y'all, appreciate it. Grapeviners, y'all keep it going, man. Y'all keep it going on the Grapevine chat, in the Grapevine chat room. I'm gonna go to it real quick. Digimeat said, right, Z, plenty gender shots. That's funny. Baybar says, Live Out Loud, Digi Meech. Meech apparently is a funny guy. let's see. Baybar says, that's a dual African nose. That's right. Man, look, I'm not hiding it at all. It was handed down through many, many generations. Many generations. Wow. Shaky says, shots with Manon at 4 Third Street Market Hard Ball. I'm going to see y'all there. Baybar says, laughing out loud. Abstract Noir says, people should probably watch who they let drive their cars. Right now, here's the thing. So we just got done talking about flock cameras and all of that. So here is the thing. The other side of this is that with flock technology, people are, it's not just letting somebody, you know, don't let people drive their cars, but it is about like these young men now are using technology and they're matching technological advances. So now they're stealing cars through, like, it's not just Kias anymore. It's any car with a push button. If you have a push button type of car, you are at best, you are susceptible to these young folks stealing your car. And they're using these apps. They're getting into your car, using these apps to break into the computer system of your car to start it up. And they're running these cars ragged. I have a friend they took her car. She's reported on this morning. She said that the car, when they found the car, because they had a little tracker on the car, they found the car. The car had vomit all over it. They had other people stolen, like vomit. She said vomit all over the car. It's not funny, but man, these dudes vomited in the car all over it. And then they had other people stolen items. So they stole other people's items and left those items in the car. Cracked the rims, hit a couple of other cars. Just really, really sad. So I'm not going to say I support flock, but I am going to say that it has to be directed. And right now it's carte blanche. It's on everybody. So Baybar says, anyone who smokes, oh, here's a good one. Anyone who smokes Black and Mild. Anyone who smokes Black and Mild, weed, and grape swishers. Hey, look, I'm in my chat. I'm in my chat, DG Meech. Grape switchers are losers. Our losers. Man, the grapevine chat is going in. I'm going to read that again. Somebody in our studio smokes Black and Mild. I don't know who. I'm just asking if this person is actually listening. I don't know. They may be listening. I'm just telling y'all, this is exactly what's going on. I'm not even talking about the weed yet. But anybody who smokes Black and Mild, weed, and grape swishers are losers. Hey, look, I didn't say that, Baybar, 2028. Somebody else said that. Sir Chant said, some 48 years ago, the late, great Rick James, in a purely unadulterated fashion, already gave us the synopsis on Mary Jane. Hey, yes, they vomited in her car. Somebody said Meech. I don't know if Meech smokes Black and Mild. Meech doesn't smoke. He's very healthy. Straight, somebody says straight losing, very high-level accusations. We all know. We all know Meech does not smoke Black and Mild. No, he drinks water all day. Very clear skin. And wears sunglasses inside. So, so Milwaukee, what if I told you, and we ain't got a lot of time, but I really wanted to tell y'all about this, man, because I don't really talk about weed that much. I really do not talk about weed that much because the jury is still out for my opinion on weed. However, Milwaukee, what if the thing you use to settle your stomach is actually the reason you can't stop throwing up? What if you light up and you feel nauseated? What if you light up and you feel nauseated? But smoking again keeps the nausea coming back. It's called that syndrome. Is sending users of, I guess, maybe this new cannabis style or strain to the hospital. To the hospital, yes. It's called cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome, CHS. And they gave it an ugly word. It's called scromiting, like screaming and vomiting at the same time because the pain and the nausea are that severe. They call it scromiting. What's a scromity? Scromiting from weed. Yes, if y'all don't believe me, there's a study. There's been a study for a really long time. I think this now the findings are coming out. But it can cause, and some of y'all, I know some people have had this. Some of y'all have had, it can cause severe nausea, repeated vomiting, intense abdominal pain, loss of appetite, dehydration, and repeated trips to the emergency room. And the numbers behind it, they said there have between January of 2023 and May of 2026, nearly 200,000, this is from 7,500 medical facilities, healthcare facilities, nearly 200,000 emergency room visits. Yes, were identified as involving CHS or cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome. And after it gave it this, the syndrome has a name. Before the new code, CHS was in approximately 3.2 out of every 10,000 emergency room visits. But we have to interpret that responsibly. And the CDC says much of that sudden jump probably just reflects doctors recognizing and coding the position accurately. So people that you're going to, if you have CHS, this is serious too. If you have CHS, please, please go to the doctor, check yourself out. They may be coming out with a medication for like a anti-weed medication for, I don't know. We'll find out. They're going to capitalize on it somehow, some way. Basically, real quick, the highest proportion of the CHS related visits appeared among people ages 15 to 24. Yep, 15 to 24. And it's higher among women. So y'all look out. The chat is going crazy. Real quick, I'm going to hit the chat. Somebody says, dang, there was a point in time grape swishers or white owl were the way to go. Oh, that was Shaky said that. Baybar said he still get the raps. Zay Shay said that's a judgmental and narrow-minded opinion. There's plenty of folks who don't smoke that are losers. A lot of smokers are really high, performing high energy. Let's see. Shaky says Zay. At Zay, there's definitely some type A smokers out there. Baybar says, Zay Shay, my best workers smoke cigs. Mary Jane workers are two here, there. Stank, Baybar. Man, y'all going crazy. Man, I'm not going to read all these dang comments. Guess what? We are at the end of the show. And if I haven't told you once, I'm going to keep telling you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Thank you for tuning in to the Grapevine and picking some grapes with me. Guess who's coming up next? Jazz. Jazz Tyler, tap in with Jazz. Do not go anywhere because she got it going on. Let's go.